Be for good pleasure before thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. We read in Heaven and Hell that all things described in this work, Swedenborg learned by reading the Word and having the Lord reveal things to him through it. We are told further that all the truths and doctrine contained in the heavenly doctrine can be found from the internal sense of the sacred scripture. Sometimes that can be difficult to find. But when reflecting on the words of the Lord himself while on earth, one can begin to see what Swedenborg was told about the sacred scripture. In our reading tonight, the Lord ended his speech to the disciples about the parables with, "And with many such parables spoke he the word to them, as they were able to hear. But without a parable spoke he not to them. And privately he expounded all things to his disciples." A parable is a story that has a higher or inner meaning. We are told that the entire word is written in a parable. And so in each of the stories of the word, there is a higher or inner meaning. And the same is true with the parables the Lord tells in the Gospel of Mark. First, we have the parable of a light under a bushel. And he said to them, "Is a lamp brought to be placed under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing secret which shall not be made manifested, neither is anything hidden, but that it should come into manifestation." This is a simple and clear parable about receiving truth and using that truth to guide your way. If you receive the truths of the Lord's word and hide them in your home or under a bushel so that you can only see tiny cracks of light in the shadows, you are not using the gift of the Lord's lamp to guide your way. This is a description of innocence. True innocence is when we receive the gift of the Lord's truth and use it to light our path. Innocence is not the lack of knowing what is good or true, but innocence is the willingness to follow the Lord's path, which he has illuminated with his truth. The Lord continues, "If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." And he said to them, "Look at what you hear. With what measure you measure, it shall be measured to you, and more shall be added to you who hear. For whoever has, to him shall be given, and he who has not, from him shall be taken even that which he has." This is describing the cause that the Lord has given each of us. And that cause is from the Lord's divine love. And it is affected to the degree that we receive his love. Inasmuch as that we reject the Lord's love, what little we have is taken away. But the Lord was trying to tell the disciples about the kingdom of God and about heaven. And the real emphasis on these verses is that with however you are measured, more shall be added to you who hear. Those who follow in innocence will receive even more. As we read in Heaven and Hell, heaven in itself is so full of delights that viewed in itself, it is nothing else than blessedness and delight. The innocence that leads to that kind of delight continues to eternity. It does not have an end. More and more is added to it, to those who hear and obey, who see the Lord's truth and follow it. The Lord continues, and he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the earth, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should sprout and grow up, he knows not how. For of its own accord the earth bears fruit, first a blade, then an ear, then full wheat in the ear. But when the fruit is ripe, straightway he sends in the sickle, because the harvest stands ready. The Lord is telling the disciples how we should receive the good the Lord gives us. If we walk in innocence, the Lord will magnify our good. We don't know how that happens. We cannot predict when, we cannot predict how. No farmer can truly explain the miracle that is the growth of the seed into a fruitful plant. But a wise farmer still takes advantage when the harvest is ready. Likewise, we should always be ready when the Lord, in seeming serendipity, gives us good, fills our innocence with good. And if we are grateful and recognize where it's from, that good may lead to delight. We know from heaven and hell that angels shun any sense of merit. You can imagine how foolish a farmer might be if he thinks that he knows all about how seeds grow. Similarly, how foolish an angel would be if, in a given moment, he believed that he was the source of the good and delight that he experiences. He would not be able to resist even a single evil spirit. All the innocence and all the reception of the Lord's good that we may have, if we for a moment think that it is our own, it will vanish in an instant once again. And the Lord continues, and he said, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we compare it? It is as a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is smaller than all the seeds in the earth. And when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs and makes great branches, so that the birds of heaven may nest under the shadow of it. Here we find the resolution of heaven, that after following the Lord in innocence and receiving the good that he gives us and being grateful for it and acknowledging the Lord as the source of all good and truth, then the Lord may give us the delight of innocence, peace. Peace is knowing that you are following the Lord. Peace grows up out of that seed that the Lord planted. When we harvest it, peace is having your thoughts that might fly around like birds, having a safe place for nesting and resting in its shelter. We read from Heaven and Hell that peace in the heavens differs in quality and quantity in agreement with the innocence of those who are there. Innocence and peace walk hand in hand. For every good of heaven is from innocence, and every delight of that good is from peace. The Lord has given us a formula for receiving the kingdom of God. He described it to the disciples in parable to protect them and to protect others, giving them the freedom to say, that was just a story. But the disciples knew. The disciples knew that the Lord spoke in parable about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And we may be the Lord's disciples and know it too. We may know that we must follow truth in innocence, receive the good from the Lord's divine love, and be grateful when we receive that good. And if we follow truth, receive good, and cultivate gratitude, the Lord will give us heavenly peace. And the Lord said, with many such parables, spoke he the word to them, and as they were able to hear, but without a parable spoke he not to them, and privately he expounded all things to his disciples. Amen. And now to the one God of heaven and earth, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.